I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Are the territorial swaps on the table? Will you be discussing that?
They'll be discussed, but I've got to let Ukraine make that decision. And I think they'll make a proper decision. But I'm not here to negotiate for Ukraine. I'm here to get them at a table. And I think you have two sides. Look, Vladimir Putin wanted to take all of Ukraine. If I wasn't president, he would right now be taking all of Ukraine. But he's not going
to
do it.
President Trump on Air Force One today, talking to the press. And I think that there are some key things that have maybe been a little more refined to the public, at least over the course of this week. And President Trump has been explicitly clear on this. Now, there is a huge meeting taking place in Anchorage, Alaska at 2 o'clock our time. And you better believe that we will be monitoring that and any news that might come out of that. I can't imagine that they're meeting at two and that we'll be able to ride along with that. Don't think that's going to happen, but we will certainly have our eyes on it. And of course, there's supposed to be a press conference that happens following that meeting. And President Trump had said, hope it's with both of us. If it's not with both of us, it'll be with me. So you're going to want to keep it right here all day on 97.1 FM Talk as we continue to get developments here. Of course, we have a very strong connection with Fox News, so we will be able to bring you the news here as the St. Louis Fox News radio affiliate in the area. So keep it right here with us. The president has worked hard to put himself in the position to be a mediator, which brings two people together who actually have to do the negotiating. There is no delusion of grandeur being presented to the American people, or the world for that matter, that Donald Trump is going to go in there and shake these two people down and come up with an arrangement that he forces these two parties to agree to. That's not what this is about. And President Trump has been asked this question. He's answered it multiple times and he's answered it consistently each time. His job is to bring these two individuals to the table so that they can figure out a workable agreement so that the killing stops. That's what Donald Trump says his mission is. He wants to stop the killing. Now, I think it's in the world's interest that the war stops for a whole host of reasons. I'm hearing a lot of comments today about how tough and rough the Russian economy is right now. So if the president... if they have gas and oil in Russia, and that's the nature by which their economy thrives or falls, they're feeling the pressure right now because of the decisions they're making to continue to pursue this war. They have incentive to stop because the economy is suffering. Outside of that, I don't know what Vladimir Putin's going to want out of this, and I don't think anybody else does, but the president will. In just a couple hours in Anchorage, Alaska. It's a really big deal. There are people who are out there saying that this could be Donald Trump's tear down this wall moment. I don't know that this is going to be a public moment like that. I don't know that we are going to get a public statement out of Donald Trump that is as iconic as Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. But I also think, and we have evidence of this by way of people who have spoken out on this very issue. Do we have the Hillary Clinton cut on here? Hillary Clinton was on with Jessica Tarloff, and I was watching The Five last night. Jesse Waters is on vacation, so I watched The Five instead. And Jessica Tarloff's on there. I don't love Jessica Tarloff, but I do respect her for showing up to that table every day that she has the opportunity to do. It's not an easy thing to do. And I would also, as a side note, think of how beloved Scott Jennings is in conservative circles when he sits around the table on CNN, on Abby Phillips' show, and does what he does. I don't know that Jessica Tarloff necessarily has that sort of affinity in leftist circles. I don't know that she seems, it doesn't look like she gets the credit that Scott Jennings gets from his political party affiliation. That's neither here nor there. But Jessica Tarloff has a podcast called Raging Moderates, and she had Hillary Clinton on there, and Hillary Clinton said on that podcast, and maybe we'll get that clip for you a little bit later in the show, because we're certainly going to be talking about this all day. You know, look, if we could pull that off, if President Trump were the architect of that, I'd nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize. That's Hillary Clinton talking that way. I think it's a reasonable question. It's one that I have. Other than obvious peace, what is Donald Trump and what do Americans get out of peace being established in Russia and Ukraine? We've shoveled a lot of money into this war to help Ukraine defend itself. Donald Trump seems to understand the political capital in the same capacity that Hillary Clinton understands the political capital that would come from ending this conflict. For Hillary Clinton to say that on Jessica Tarloff's podcast is somewhat impactful to me, that even she's saying that. I just wonder right now, what does Donald Trump want out of this? Because I believe that Donald Trump will do what he thinks he has to do to stand side by side with Putin, to lend Putin some globally visible respect, which is what will help him get out of this ordeal. If he doesn't get everything that he asks for in the swap, if he has to do something so that he can make a deal with Zelensky so that everybody can agree to the terms, he's not going to hang his head in shame and walk away and be like, I made a mistake. That's not going to happen. He's going to need to have some cover provided to him so that he can get out of this. That's just the way it's going to have to be. And I wonder what Donald Trump gets out of this to trade the willingness, the value of Donald Trump, just as he has done with Vladimir Putin this entire time, essentially dignifying him as the president of another country. He is the leader of the largest landmass country on the face of the planet. And Donald Trump has said that he and Putin got along fine. He said the same thing about Kim Jong-un. I heard this today. I don't think I had heard this before. I probably did and didn't register. But I didn't know that North Korea was fighting in this war. Did you know that? That North Koreans, soldiers were moving to fight?
I had heard there were some soldiers being sent, but that's all I knew.
Yeah, that wasn't something that I had registered. I don't know the capacity of it. But Donald Trump has given these, what you could consider to be arch enemies, the dignity of conversation. And so that's something that he has to offer. I just have rolling around in the back of my brain the question, if Vladimir Putin has anything to offer the investigation into the Russia collusion hoax.
Well, well, well. I would not have thought that, but now that you say it.
I don't know. And it's not like if Vladimir Putin said something, I'd be like, Putin said so. It's not, I mean, I don't know if there's any there, but if he could throw a morsel into the conversation and be like, you might want to check October 15th, 2016, go look at such and such these emails or something like that. If he could provide any context that would blow this thing open, all of a sudden I'm thinking Donald Trump would fly to Alaska for that. And I, you know, listen, I'm not somebody who thinks that Donald Trump needs that personal thing out of it to understand the magnitude that Hillary Clinton here is agreeing to. It's not anything. I just had the thought. If one of the biggest scandals in American history, it all centers around Putin. How much was Putin laughing in Russia while the Democrats were hysterically throwing his name around in circles to try to sway an election? And it turns out that was a bunch of baloney. And it was Hillary Clinton who was doing it. She was at the top of who was doing it. Do you remember the ridiculous red button reset with Russia?
Mm-hmm.
The stupidest thing ever in foreign policy.
It's like the big Staples button or whatever.
It would have been so funny if when that red button was pushed, somebody's floor would have dropped out. Just anybody. You don't know. It's like Russian roulette.
Oh.
I didn't do that on purpose.
It's like Clinton roulette.
Ooh. Now we're getting there. I think that gun's fully loaded.
Well, or it was at one time.
I think it's possible. I think if Putin sits down and says to Trump, I'm not doing this, this, and this, and this, but I will do that. I'll do a ceasefire for a land swap. I'll do, you know, whatever it is that he needs. He has to get something. He's not going to just stop. There's going to have to be something out of this that he gets to go back to the Russian people who don't really elect him. So there's always a coup waiting around the corner. Just ask Trump.
Yeah. And he's always looking to save face on everything. This has not been.
Yeah.
This hasn't gone the way that I think he thought it would.
Right. And it's the best outcome for him right now is that it just never ends. So I don't know. I don't know if there's anything in this deal, in this conversation. I mean, Putin said today the conversation is going to last 6 to 7 hours. Trump said, I'll know in 5 minutes if this is going to be worth my time. And I'm fairly certain that if in those first 5 minutes, Donald Trump is like, you're screwing around and you're wasting my time, he's not going to stay for 6 to 7 hours to beg Vladimir Putin at all.
No, that's the thing. If we know by the end of this show,
yep,
then that's bad.
If probably.
Because Trump will have walked away quickly.
Not necessarily, though, because I think if they've come together, there have to be conversations that are taking place leading into this, leading into the Putin-Trump discussion. If they're 80% together on a deal and the last 20% has to be figured out by these two guys, and Trump can tell, because what Donald Trump has said, I'd like to have a second meeting. He said he wants to have he said yesterday and this week, repeatedly, he wants to have a quick meeting, a first quick meeting that he hopes leads to a second meeting that will be the productive one, because President Trump has also stated that he's going to talk to Putin, find out what the deal is, find out if he's serious about it, and then he's going to go back to Zelensky, and he's going to go back to the European leaders, discuss, and then I think the idea is that he could come right back and maybe acquire that ceasefire that they were looking for. I think that if we do, if we find out during this show, because the meeting starts at 2, I think it's not likely that we get to break the news of peace for all the people in the bi-state region. That would be good for us if we could. I think if we do see somebody, if we do see the president come out and address the press in our show, then it's either completely done or not anywhere near happening. The long-term conversation is going to be jockeying and discussing and that type of stuff. If what President Trump said this week is true, that he wants to have an initial meeting where he can determine this deal can be done or this deal cannot be done, even if the details aren't completely sorted out.
Did you see the video within the last couple weeks of Putin doing some sort of Russian interview? He's on a stage and there's cameras and he stops in the middle of it. They're right in the middle of this thing. And he stops and he goes, sorry, everybody, I have to leave. Trump's calling me.
No.
And
is it real?
It is real.
You
it was real.
It's real.
Yeah, it was definitely real because people were a little surprised that he looked like he was almost big gaming the interview. Like, oh, sorry, I got more important things to do. Donald Trump is on the phone. Like he was dropping his name. So my concern is that Putin plays a lot of these games. Putin wants to feel big all the time.
I think that's all he does.
That's all he does. And going into this, if all Putin wants to get out of it is that people are talking about Putin, that could happen.
Yeah. Well, Trump has said that, Trump has been very clear on this going in. He's like very aware that he could walk away with nothing, which is always bookended by Joe Biden's war, that it's his war that he helped start, and it's Putin and Zelensky's to end. And I'm just here trying to bring people together to the table to have that discussion. He has said multiple times as well, if there's a land swap deal, if there is some sort of concession made on each side, that is something that will have to be done by the two people involved in this, which is Putin and Zelensky. And he says, if they want me there, I will be there. But this is up to them to decide. I'm just essentially facilitating the conversation. Gosh, that's what a leader does. Which brings me to my poll question. Who is the best American president ever? And I am limited to four options. So I'm going with the three that Donald Trump says could be the best president ever. Ryan, you want to read them for us?
Sure. The first one is George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The second is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
The third one's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is just
all
anybody
the
else.
All the other ones.
And then let us know.
The other 40, what, four of them. Let us know in the YouTube poll what you think about the best president this country has ever had. Vicky, we'll start with her comment here. I chose Lincoln at this point in history anyway. It could change to Trump after this term is over. Trump's kind of playing in the conversation. A follow-up conversation I would ask you, if you don't vote for Trump, I wonder if you think Donald Trump is in the top three presidents ever. So you can let us know what you think about there. You guys want to take phone calls?
On this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the best president ever? Washington, Lincoln, Trump, or I don't know, there might be some others in there.
I'll tell you right now, if you call in and say Donald Trump, I may fight you a little bit.
Really?
I may. Depending on how you approach it.
Stay tuned for the 2 o'clock hour. You might see a fight in this studio. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Who's the best president this country's ever had? Is it Washington, Lincoln, Trump, or someone else? What do we have right now? You said, okay, I'm gonna go over here. Just tell me real quick some of the people that you've already had, because we're tallying all the other people you comment, and obviously Reagan is very high up there, probably in the top three for basically everybody listening to the show. Who else do we have?
Okay, so we have a Reagan up there. Let's see here. I saw a
Truman.
A Truman and FDR.
Now, I don't think this person is saying Dan Quayle, but they are telling a Dan Quayle story.
President of
you have to understand he was not the president.
Does Joe. Bill Pullman count?
No.
Bill Pullman does not count. Let's see. Donald Trump is the best ever. He's doing a great job. There's one for Donald Trump. Start. How about Eisenhower?
Okay.
Eisenhower formed us into the continent-spanning mobile America we are today. And then Andrew Jackson.
What?
Andrew Jackson took back power from the central bank. Lots of greats. Takes time to see greatness. Lincoln is the greatest. There's a lot. It's hard to get.
There's a Bill Clinton on there.
No, is that real though?
It's game. So.
All right. If you want to call, we'll take phone calls on up until Wiggins America today on this issue, and just state real quick, Ryan, what you said, because the three options that you have here: George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump. How did you, if somebody chooses Donald Trump in this poll, how would you feel about that?
Too soon. I think he could be one of the greats, depending on what happens after he's president. So we don't know that yet. And there's a lot still to come.
But what don't we know?
Well, we don't know what he's going to do over this next 3.5 years. Is this nation going to tear itself apart at the seams? Or
because of Trump, like, that's on Trump? They literally have ripped infrastructure apart over Donald Trump.
Yes. But if we come away, if we come away completely divided nation and we're going to fall into another soft civil war after this, I don't think that that makes him a great president. Doesn't mean he's doing the wrong things. It just doesn't make him one of the greats. And if we come out of this and we are a more united nation because he has somehow figured out how to root out
unbelievable
corruption.
I would contest everything you're saying right there by if you're saying like if it goes into a civil war, which is another option that we have, is the guy who was there during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, of course you can vote for him. If it were to go into a civil war, in my opinion, that's because somebody finally decided to stand up for what was right.
Yeah.
And that would, in my opinion, cause me to appreciate Donald Trump even more. That what I believe, the values that I have and hold with my family, actually have a place in the conversation right now because of Donald Trump. And if it weren't for Donald Trump, that might have been lost. If you want to call and talk to us, 314-241-9797. If you agree with Ryan and you think it's too soon to say with Donald Trump, or if you have a different opinion on who it might be, our options today, just because I had to pick three plus someone else to include all of the presidents: George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Donald Trump, or someone else. Who is the best American president ever? 314-241-9797. We're going to start with Charlie. Charlie, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your thoughts on the best president ever?
Well, I hate to argue with my friend Ryan, but the reason that Trump is the best president is because when George Washington founded our country, he did great things as president, but it was all new. And everything was so much simpler than the communication with people. It was all done through writing and newspaper. It wasn't done with such immediacy and with such fluid actions. There's so much that's going on that in order to juggle all of this, he has to have amazing management capabilities. And he's appointed all the right people and he's made the right decisions. Yeah, it's true. We haven't had a chance to see the fallout of all of it yet. But at this point, everything seems to be going in the right direction. As far as putting the country, tearing the country apart or putting it back together, that's one of the reasons I think Lincoln was probably better than George Washington, because he was able to save our nation as a whole.
Charlie, let's say the South had won the Civil War or the Revolution had gone the wrong way, isn't it all about results? Because in either of those circumstances, you're not coming back and going, hey, Washington and Lincoln are the best. They would not be the best. And that's what I'm saying about Trump, is that you have to see what happens as a result of his decisions rather than just that he's able to make good decisions.
Well, we've already seen some of the results, like negative illegal immigration, the first time in 50 years that's happened in our country. We're seeing crime fall. We're seeing super high employment. We're seeing factories come back into our borders. We're seeing tons of growth. What I'd really like to see and hear you guys talk about is this St. Charles AI cloud thing.
Oh, just talk to Ethan about it. He's obsessed.
Yeah, get the podcast in the last couple of days and we'll talk to you on there.
I want to move on to some other callers here, but anything else to wrap up? I think Charlie's making great points. I think you make great points.
Those are I'm not arguing with any of those things. Those are good things that he's doing, but we're just at the very beginning of term two here, so.
Joe, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on who the best American president ever is?
I was torn between Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump. I think they have both already saved our country. I think Donald Trump saved our country in 2016 by keeping Hillary Clinton from nominating three Supreme Court justices. Facts. I think if she would have had that opportunity, I think they would have gotten rid of the filibuster. I think they would have federalized the election.
Do we drop
Do we lose him?
Border.
No.
And I think that would have been the end of it.
I don't disagree with any of those things.
Joe, are you saying Trump is the best president ever?
I think Trump's the best president ever. I think he has saved our country. And I think everything that he does here in the second term is all icing on the cake. And the sky's the limit.
What do you think about Wiggins being wrong?
I've gotten used to it. I've listened long enough to expect that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Joe, thank you for calling. I appreciate you very much.
You just walked him right up to the door and he went through it.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Yes, you did.
I had no idea.
I still, again, I'm going to make the same point here, but I just think that all that stuff is true, but that we haven't seen, he has not saved the country yet. We haven't gotten
I'm going with what Joe said here. I think he saved the country multiple times already, and he's still got 3 years left.
There's a lot of work to do. That's how deep of a trench it is, and that's why he's among the greats. But we're still not there yet.
I don't even know that Trump's my answer to this question. But the more
you
argue against it, the more I'm for it. We've got a full board of phone calls. We're going to take a very quick break here. Jeff, David, Tony, they're coming in fast enough that Ethan can't get the names up there. So hold on. We're going to get to you right away when we come back. I'm going to try to give you guys a minute or so to make your point. We'll try to get through everyone before the B or not the B in Wiggins America at 12:47. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. They only come a tan of-
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, it's time to breeze through some of these phone calls. You've got a lot of people waiting here. 314-241-9797. I'm going to get to as many as I can. So if you are holding on the line, I'll give you about 60 seconds to talk. You can make your point, and then we'll react and go on to the next one. So let's keep it short and keep it simple. Do you have an answer on this? Are you prepared, Ryan, yet to give your answer?
Yeah,
I am. I know it's not Trump. I don't want to know who it is yet.
I won't tell you.
Okay.
Ever.
This should make for a great show. Jeff, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Who is the best American president ever, in your opinion?
I believe that it had to be George Washington, because George Washington established what the presidency was. I mean, he basically said no to being the king of America and kind of set up the whole office, and yep, everybody has kind of followed. And that whole peaceful transfer of government is because of George Washington.
Yep.
But I would put Trump in the top three. I think as far as existential issues, government has to prioritize. The level one issue is existing, continuing to exist. So the economy, defense, securing the border, even if you don't like Trump, and sometimes I don't, you have to say that he got an A in those. I mean,
oh, shoot. I hit the button. I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to do that. He's right, though, with George Washington. George Washington was the one who, as a president, they asked him to run again, and he ran for a second term. But then the whole point of what they were doing was to not be ruled by a king. And so he said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff was going to say that, too.
Thanks. I screwed that up, Jeff. David, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your thoughts on the best American president ever?
Well, I chose Truman. I think it's a real air splitter, though. I mean, it's like you're trying to find the valedictorian of a class and you're taking the GPA out into the thousands. Very good points for Washington and Lincoln and others, too. But Truman was the first president to have to face a nuclear world. He came in very unexpectedly as the president died, had to be brought up to speed on the A-bomb, had to decide to use it. The only person, or the first person, to face that possibility in history. He wrapped up World War II. He had to do the Berlin. Well, he didn't have to, but he decided to do the Berlin airlift after the end of the war. Just so many consequential things. He had to deal with the fact that the Soviets had the A-bomb by the end of the 40s.
Hmm. David, are you a Missourian?
Yes, I am.
Does that weigh into your Truman affinity?
Pardon me? Well, I don't know about that necessarily. I mean, I've just read quite a bit about him.
Yeah.
And
I think it's a good pick.
Go ahead.
I just said I think it's a good pick. I think that Truman is, you're not the first person to say that on the YouTube chat. We've had some of those votes, but we appreciate you for your phone call. Lamar, Missouri, that's where he was born in 1884, 100 years before I was born. He grew up in Independence and for 12 years prospered as a Missouri farmer, which is why we have Truman State here in the state of Missouri. Let's get to Tom's phone call. Tom, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about who the best American president ever is?
I think each generation, it would be relative, you know. But I have to say Trump, because I look at, he has had the most to lose probably out of any president we've ever had. And literally his life, he took a bullet for the country. And if a man's willing to die for his country and come back, he stands on top of many of those people. He is one of the only presidents that has ever lost money. He's a billionaire. He could go live on an island and never look back. And everything he does, even if he fails at it, and this is what I mean by we can't base his what's going to happen to his policies, but even if he failed on everything he tried, he truly believes in his heart it is the best for America. So what else can we ask for a president? He has everything to lose, and he's still moving forward. So that's why I think he's the best.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tom. I appreciate that. Scoot says, Trump was the first president not to voluntarily step down from office. Do you think that's a real true statement?
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of like bending over and showing your tail.
If that guy was going to try to stay in office, that was the worst attempt I've ever seen.
You know how I said recently, while we're finding out all of the other BS in the burn bags that didn't get burned, all of the exposure of all the lies and the manipulation and the, I don't know, treason that existed in the deep state. We've been talking about it. We've been saying that this is what has happened. But actual hard evidence, more hard evidence, is now available to show that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all of their deep staters tried to steal the American election away from the American people. Like, that is a factual, that's real, that's facts. The more that I see that all of these things that the conspiracy theorists of the world have said to be true, the more I realize that they were, like, really, really true. I said recently, like, I have all these questions about 2020. I have more questions about the election in 2020 now than I did when it was happening. I always figured there was funny business going on. I'm from Illinois. We invented it. We perfected it. Why wouldn't it happen in a federal election? But President Trump says unequivocally the election was stolen from him. He says that as if he knows for a fact that it was stolen from him. And I always think to myself, and I've said this many times on the show before, I think that they changed the rules and the laws so much and made so much gray area that it put the election in play to be meddled with. But the changing of the laws in the states, Pennsylvania being a specific one, that they shifted the goalposts and did so in a questionably legal way that caused the outcome to be what it is, that maybe it wasn't, like, if you counted all the ballots at the end of the day, maybe somehow Joe Biden did get more. But the more bullcrap that we find out about these other things, the more I think maybe that election was truly stolen from Donald Trump. And on the other side of that, I don't think that January 6th happened in any way, shape, or form the way the media has portrayed it to. I want to know all the details about January 6th. Nancy Pelosi is on videotape talking about the responsibility that she had with the guard and with protecting the people there at the Capitol. January 6th has been such a Trump card, no pun intended, the ace of Trump. It has been such an important integral part. Think about how long the unselect committee went on. They produced it for prime time. How necessary the January 6th situation was for the left to keep the ruse going. I'm just saying, I don't believe anything you've told me now, because you all are a bunch of liars and deceivers with an end goal in mind, which is to get Trump to the point that last man said, yeah, he was shot at. He took a bullet for this country, because it seems like everything else they lined up for this guy to put him away from the political scene wasn't working. All of these big things don't have explanations that make any sense. So now I'm questioning everything. And that's just because the conspiracies that we've been very, very accustomed to now for over a decade are being proven to be real. That they're not conspiracies, they're not theories at all. They're very real. All right, one more phone call. Andrew, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What are your thoughts on the best president ever?
Two people. I think Zachary Taylor was one of them because he expanded the United States in one term. He gave us Texas, California, and the whole Southwest. And did it in under 4 years, which is pretty badass.
Yeah.
And then the second one would be Theodore Roosevelt because he created the bully pulpit. Without that, I don't think Trump would have a presidency.
Well, that's an
political move.
President Trump talks a lot about Theodore Roosevelt. He likes Theodore Roosevelt. Those are interesting suggestions. I'll add them to the board. Andrew, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. You were talking about how much you liked Zachary Taylor, which I think is the oldest brother in Home Improvement.
I was going to say, I was talking about Zachary Ty Bryant.
I was talking about Donald Taylor
Zachary
Thomas.
Taylor.
Am I right?
No, I was not talking about JTT.
I had a JTT poster on my wall where he was, I don't know, he might have been 15 years old. White background, JTT just sitting there like a JCPenney shoot while he's sitting on a bar stool.
We all had that poster.
Did okay, we? Yeah. I think we did.
Well, okay, Brad apparently didn't, and nor did I.
I don't remember.
I didn't have it either.
He was more of like a Randy guy. All right, let's take a quick break. If you want to vote in the YouTube live chat poll, you can come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Who's the best American president ever? George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Donald Trump, or the possibility exists that you might think it's somebody else? And if you do, go vote for someone else. That's an actual answer in the poll, someone else. And then you got to leave us a comment and tell us who you do vote for, and maybe why. We'll be right back.
I just wanna fly. St. Louis Conservative.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee.
I saw some good ones this week.
There were some good ones this week.
Every once in a while I send them to you, but I don't know that I did this week.
Yeah, whenever you do, I'm like, now I have to use that one. No, I'm not going to use that one because she already knows it.
I'm pretty sure you never use the ones I send you.
I kind of shy away from them because then you already know. So these are ones that Annie has not sent to me. I promise that. Headlines that are either from the Bee, which would make them fake news, or not the Bee, which would make them real news. Here you go. First one. D.C. mayor warns Trump's crime-fighting measures will unfairly impact criminals.
Sounds like the Bee.
Yeah, the Bee.
It is, but this does sound kind of real, though, doesn't it? I mean, it could happen. Quote, it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that our fascist dictator president is taking action that will single out a particular people group in our city. He has a track record of doing it before, and now he's doing it to our criminals. We must stand up to this tyranny and protect the important role the criminal element plays in the fabric and tradition of our city. Our criminals deserve better.
That's a total mood.
Yeah, it is. There are some loud people online yelling basically that.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Spirit flight attendant says in the event of a water landing, life jackets will be available for
$39.99.
Oh, man.
This is a bee.
Yeah, it's the bee. I don't think you could legally do that. Passengers will always be able to purchase a life jacket before takeoff. While life jackets may be bought after the plane crashes into the water, the price will rise to $99.99, and purchase will be subject to availability.
Hey, supply and demand. The demand goes way up when you're in the water.
Darn right it does. Quote, it really makes you consider your mortality in a unique way, said passenger Lisa Thompson. Obviously, the odds of a water landing are low. Do you accept the very small risk of drowning to save $40? These are fascinating scenarios to present to passengers right when they get on an airplane.
You ever fly Spirit?
I have. I got COVID.
I'm sure, I don't know that those two things are directly related.
I think they were directly related in my case. I actually liked the airline, though. I think I just happened to sit next to somebody who was sick. But I had a good experience on it, other than, you know, getting COVID. Dog buries human remains in front yard for fourth time in the past year.
Say that again?
Dog buries human remains in front yard for fourth time in the past year.
Sounds real, because I've not heard of it.
Yeah, it's beyond satire, so that's real.
Yeah, this is real. The South can be a strange and exciting place, is the first line of the story. Yes, a family in Birmingham, Alabama, found their dog bringing home human remains for the fourth time this year. On August 20th, 2024, when this lady's husband spotted the family's two dogs playing with a skull on the roadway next to their home, the husband stopped and said, "That just doesn't look right." And then they gave the skull over to authorities, and they said, "Well, we'll try to find the body." They couldn't find it, but the dog keeps bringing home bones. So they're trying to find this body, and I don't know if they've found it yet, but as of the time of publishing, I don't think they had found the body yet. They're just going to keep waiting on the dog. Next one, Gavin Newsom vows to double California's violent crime if Trump doesn't stop cleaning up D.C.
I don't think he would have said that out loud on purpose.
You say that, but is it real?
No.
That's the B.
You're right, it's the B. Quote, if Trump insists on lowering crime in D.C., then we're going to commit crimes even harder here in California, Newsom said in a video statement on social media. We simply cannot allow him to get away with fundamentally changing the fabric of our nation. This crackdown on violent crime is a crackdown on America itself.
Gavin Newsom is so gross. He's so slick and slimy. There's no part of, like, when he comes to the microphone, he's just so happy that you get to meet him. Every time. There's a clip that's out there right now, and it's like a Brady Bunch checkerboard of videos of him saying that is something, he uses the word masquerading over and over and over again, but he just has these things that he repeats over and over again. Now, Donald Trump does the same thing, certainly. But I don't feel like Gavin Newsom uses the same, gosh, it's something masquerading as weakness. I don't know if it's strength masquerading as, or whatever it is. But he just gives me the vibes that he's going through the political motions. It's always worked for him in the past. He hasn't had any struggles up to this point where he's in his second term as governor. Obviously, he has presidential aspirations, but he's so impressed with himself. Like, I don't really get the feeling that Donald Trump, this is, everybody sit down before I say this. I don't look at Donald Trump as a guy who is just so blindly, in totality, impressed with himself. He has a self-deprecating sense of humor from time to time. He's able to take shots at himself. He does refer to himself in the third person when he does it.
Yep.
But there's something more genuine about Donald Trump. Gavin Newsom looks like he got the politician package off the conveyor belt, slapped it on. It's worked so far. He's been a Democrat in California. He hasn't needed much more. But he's a complete and total hypocrite, and he doesn't change his tune on anything ever.
When I thought this guy is a chameleon, is not even during the DeSantis debate, because a lot of people had kind of an awakening to him.
Ooh, the poop mat.
When he was doing some of that stuff, because he was so good at spinning data and not addressing real concerns.
And
in
moving
real time.
The goalposts. As soon as someone got him beat, he just talks about something else.
Yeah. Well, look at the murder rate in Anchorage, Alaska, you know, and it's like what random stat you pull out. But when he started doing this podcast with all these different voices like Charlie Kirk and stuff, I thought, oh, this might be interesting. To me, though, it made him look like more of a slimy politician, because in those interviews, he seems to kind of get along. He doesn't take hard stances against some of the things that the right people say, and then goes out after the podcast and just bashes them.
I don't know how to convey this to you guys in a way that I think that you would really completely be able to grasp from personal experience, but a handsome guy like Gavin Newsom comes up and starts paying attention to you in a bar, women know immediately what Gavin Newsom wants.
To be governor.
Hard pass. Yeah. You want to be governor, right? No, I will not vote for you. Yeah, I can't stand him. Mitch Harris is going to join us when we come back. I am excited to talk to this former Cardinal baseball player and Navy lieutenant. We're going to have a great conversation about his new book next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.